Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, first of all, I want to start off by wishing everyone a happy National 4-H Week. I hope you've seen some of the great signs and banners and displays that our local 4-H clubs have put up all around our local communities throughout Cass County. We encourage you to reach out to your local 4-H clubs and find out what they're doing in your communities. If you have children of age to be in 4-H that are interested in joining, we would love to have them join a local 4-H club as well. Anyone in third grade and older is eligible to join 4-H, third grade through 12th grade. We also have a number of Clover Kids clubs popping up around the county that are specifically designed for kindergarten through second graders to give them a little bit of taste of 4-H and get involved in some hands-on fun activities on a monthly basis. Of course, 4-H involves way more than just the old agriculture and home econ projects of the past. One of the programs that we're very excited about getting started here in Cass County that gets started next week is a program just for kids interested in science, an after-school science program that we've got started at the local YMCA. So if you're interested in learning more about 4-H, one thing we would encourage you to do is stop by the open house we've got going on at the Cass County Extension Office and into the Cass County Community Center. That's going on this afternoon, Wednesday the 10th, beginning at 2:30 in the afternoon, running till 5:30 in the afternoon. So plenty of time for the kids to stop by after school whenever they get out of school. We'll have hands-on games and activities, a fun activity corner for the younger kids, as well as a scavenger hunt around the building for the older kids to stop at several different stations and make crafts, do fun hands-on activities. We'll have snacks as well as opportunities to win some fun 4-H related door prizes. So once again, if you want to learn more about 4-H, of course, you can always call the Extension Office, 243-1132. But we'd also encourage you to visit our website, especially during National 4-H Week. Just Google Cass County Extension. Or you can, of course, stop by the open house at the Extension Office right there on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street. And again, this afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30 should be a great time for kids to come out and learn a little bit more about the 4-H program in Cass County. We'd love to see you there. Activities for folks of all ages. Of course, the other thing that we have going on right now, if you haven't looked around outside lately, it's fall and it's darn cold out there. One of the reasons you can tell, and you may have noticed it's getting to be fall, is you may be noticing that some of your leaves and the trees are starting to turn colors and drop with some of the colder weather we've had in the last week. Really starting to see some pronounced color. This is a pretty good color, fall color around right now. So if you've been wondering about some things you're seeing in your yard and garden, we have a few answers and explanations for you. We always get questions this time of year about non-deciduous trees, the ones that don't turn those bright, pretty colors. If you've got arborvitae turning brown, white pines turning yellow and dropping to the ground with needles, people are wondering, is this a problem? I thought these were supposed to be trees that are evergreen, they're green year-round. Well, in many evergreen trees, you will still see some seasonal needle drop. That's usually on the inner foliage. So it's normal for many evergreens, whether they're spruce, pine, fir, juniper, arborvitae, or whatever variety, to shed their oldest and innermost needles in the fall. They will gradually turn yellow or brown and drop to the ground. Environmental stresses, such as drought, which we've certainly seen this year, can cause greater than normal loss of needles. So your trees may have been doing this for many years, but you have not noticed it quite until this year, or at least quite to the degree that you may be seeing it this year. The needles on the outer growth should remain green on healthy evergreens. So if you're seeing your inner needles drop, even if you're seeing quite a good number of them drop this year, no real cause for concern as long as you're still seeing that healthy outer growth on the needles. And fall color, we mentioned this year, seems to be a particularly good year for lots of bright fall color. But why does this fall leaf color vary from year to year? Mostly it's determined by the weather in early fall. This determines both the intensity and duration of leaf color in those tree species that would be capable of producing good fall color, many of the deciduous tree varieties, as well as many ornamental deciduous bushes. Best fall color typically develops when days in early fall are very sunny and mild, and nights are cool but remain above freezing. So we've certainly had some very favorable conditions this year. Long periods of cloudy, rainy weather or a hard freeze in early fall will mute some of those fall colors. So again, we're seeing a fairly good display of fall colors. Something else you may be noticing from your trees, if you have an oak tree, it may have produced just a few acorns instead of your normal usual crop this year. It is common for the acorn crop on oak trees to vary significantly from year to year. Most will produce a good crop of acorns about once every 2 or 3 years. However, the white oak tends to produce a good acorn crop only once every 4 to 6 years. So if you're noticing a little variety there, certainly an explanation. And of course, as with many things, weather and other factors can affect the flowering and fruiting. For example, freezing temperatures in spring when the trees are flowering. If you can remember all the way back to this spring, we did have a little bit of a late frost. Certainly we had an early warming up, which caused many things to come out of dormancy early. And then we did have a frost quite as many things began to get budding this year. So this can damage or destroy the flowers, drastically reducing the fruit crop of many trees. Of course, if you have more questions about things going on in your yard and garden, as well as around the home, or questions about 4-H, especially during National 4-H Week, we invite you to give us a call at the Extension office, once again, 243-1132. Visit us online or stop out and see us, especially for our open house this afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.